Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said you can usually recognize a self-made man. His arms are long enough to pat himself on the back. Once again, we want you to know how much we appreciate this opportunity of Bible study. It's been great to be studying with you each day this week, and we do hope that you'll be listening again on Monday when we have another Bible Meditations program. All right, this week we've been talking about some impossible things, some things that just cannot be. First of all, it cannot be that God can lie. It cannot be that man can change the law that God has given. It's impossible for a person to be saved without having faith in Jesus Christ. And we indicated yesterday the impossibility of our eliminating the church from God's way of salvation. The church was purchased with the blood of Christ, Acts 20 and verse 28. Anything valuable enough to require the blood of Christ to pay for it obviously is very important. Well, indeed, we cannot be saved without certain things. It's impossible, again, to be saved without human activity. Now think about this. I have something I have to do in order to be saved. I cannot sit back, do nothing, and think that salvation will be mine. There are a lot of people like that in the world, aren't there? Do you ever hear of somebody who never attends a worship period? They never have done anything toward religious activity, but when they die, you know what people say about them? Oh, they're in heaven. And they are receiving the reward of a faithful life. Well, faithfulness, well, it indicates the idea of dependability. But can God depend on someone who never worships Him? Who never has any part in worship unto God? Friends, there's something that must be done. The question, what must I do, is not out of order. I hear people today saying, you don't ask what you can do because there isn't anything we can do to obtain salvation. Strange, isn't it, that the Bible says, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling? It's just simply very plain, there's something to do, something that I must do. Certainly, I'm not going to earn my salvation by doing what God commanded, but I can't be saved without doing what He instructed. Would Noah have been saved without building an ark? God said to Noah, build an ark to the saving of your house. Would God have saved Noah if he refused to build an ark? Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Is it true that Abraham would have been saved by saying, God, I know that you've said for me to leave my kinsmen and to go to a place that I would have shown unto me, but I'm not going to go. Would he been justified by faith? Would Abraham, in all of his greatness, have been justified before God if, when God said, offer your son, your only son, in sacrifice, if he'd replied to God, I know what you've said, but I'm not going to do it. You see, that falls short of obedience, and obedience is required. Let me read a verse that says that. In Matthew 7 and verse 23, the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. Well, what's he talking about, doing the will of the Father? That simply means we learn what God wants us to do, and we do it. there must be human activity. God doesn't save people without obedience. We have to be obedient to His will. In fact, the Bible teaches that even Jesus had to obey His Father in heaven. Let's read that in the Hebrew letter, chapter 5, beginning about verse 7. Who in the days of His flesh, when He'd offered up prayer and supplication unto Him that was able to save Him from death, and was heard in that He feared, though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered, and being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. That isn't hard to understand. Jesus obeyed His Father, and He became the author of salvation unto all who obey Him. What about the disobedient? Well, Paul talked about that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning about verse 7, when he said, "And to you which are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God." Now listen to this part of it. "And obey not the gospel." You see, it's impossible to please God without obeying the gospel, without doing the will of God. Question then would be, have you been obedient to God's will? We appreciate so very much your being with us this week. Please tell others about the program. Be listening again on Monday. And remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.